Good evening, planet Earth. It's your good friend Dan with the Planetary Status Report. And if you're listening on a shortwave radio, this would be 5950 kilohertz Saturday or Sunday night between 11 p.m. and midnight Eastern Standard Time. WRMI out of Miami Okeechobee from that swamp, from those antennae. From WRMI in Miami, Okeechobee, Saturday Magic, fall in love with me, touch my private parts, uh-oh, you're gonna get arrested or punched in the face. Or something, right, baby? But in reality, I'm recording this on Thursday, August the 19th, it's around 7:30 p.m., I don't have a time machine, it's simply a recorded message for the future. A recorded message for the future from the past, telling the future, don't come here. Don't come here, don't send your people here. They'll be doomed. This is a recorded message. This is a recorded message for the future. Stay away from this place. Put your starship in full speed. Head towards a galaxy or system where people aren't so frickin' crazy. Get away from here while you can. Get away from here while you can, space baby. Get away from here, space baby. I was going to do a regular podcast tonight, like one of the ones where I have a list of things, but I don't have a list of things. Right now, I just have crazy. If there was a supermarket or a big box store that sold insane, if someone said, Mom and Dad, can we go get some crazy? Well, I'll get you crazy. You're driving me crazy. You want to come along? Yeah, I want to go get crazy, Mom. So let's go get crazy at the crazy store. It's right next to Joanne Fabrics. I'm full up on madness. I find myself having conversations about things that sound insane because I don't really know what the truth is. It's like the situation in Afghanistan. Maybe it's as bad as the media is describing it, but I don't really trust the media. And I know people will say, but Dan, you can't be cynical about everything. But why can't I? I mean, at this point, I'm 51 years old. If I want to be a crazy old dude who throws rocks at the moon, that is completely within the purview of my rights. You're not responsible for paying for that. You're not responsible to donate to that. You don't have to like that, listen to that, whatever. But at 51 years old, if I want to pick up a rock and toss it at the moon, as futile as that is, it's my right. But there's a lot of crazy out there. A lot of people who are selling fear and ideas that don't really make any sense. And so I find it hard to talk about anything that would be relevant because what is relevant is being fed to us. Oh, what's relevant today is Afghanistan. But last week, what was relevant was the Delta variant of the monkey herpes virus. But sometime next month, it'll be the race war again. And of course, we'll get an article or two about the Chinese murder hornet. If you live in Blaine, Washington... If you live in Blaine, Washington... There's a Chinese murder hornet coming for you. Don't worry, they'll tell you what you need to believe today. They'll tell you what you need to think tomorrow. You don't have to think, but I'm thinking that all this nonsense is, it looks past its shelf life. It looks beyond capacity. And so I don't think it can last much longer, but when the smoke clears and we actually know what the truth is, it's hard to imagine it's going to be something banal. It's hard to imagine that once all these lies go away, the truth will be, well, you know, everybody was just really, really stupid and crazy for a couple years, and lots of people's lives were destroyed, and lots of people overdosed on drugs and killed themselves, and lots of people died of cancer they didn't treat, and lots of people died of heart attacks they didn't treat, but it was all just some big fiasco. I don't see how that is possibly going to happen. I mean, I've imagined that, like, what if in October we find out it's one big fiasco? We find out that it's one big joke? And then they tell us, don't worry, you're not going to get sick or broke. And we find out it's one big fiasco. We find out it's one big lie. But a lot of people had to die. And then they come out and say, well, Dan, did you know something? Those people aren't really dead. We put them in a special place. We found another universe, Dan, right next to our universe. It's filled with candy. It's filled with beer. We found another universe right next door, right over here. They'll tell us that all the people whose lives were destroyed by this COVID, race war, Trump, crazy madness, they'll say that everyone that was destroyed went to another universe. The death was fake. They had to fake the death, but they're in another universe. They're happy. We'll send you a picture. They can send you emails from the universe. They sound really, really real. It'll be so nice. Talking to your dead relatives whose lives were destroyed, but you know they're in another universe, so it's okay. And one of those emails will say, Dear friend, dear son, dear mother, dear father, I'm writing you from Universe X-Ray Delta Z. The quantum alignment tool allows me to send you this email. I'm telling you, everything's great here. It's so wonderful. You can come here now if you want to. There's a portal right outside the Taco Bell. You go by there maybe Wednesday night after 11 p.m. After 11 p.m., you go to the Taco Bell, they'll send you to my universe. You'll be happy as hell. Come to the Taco Bell after 11 p.m. They'll stick you in a rocket ship. They'll send you up Uranus. They'll send you to Uranus if you come by the Taco Bell. What if they came out and said it was all big fiasco, all a big mistake, everybody's sorry. They're sorry, and you know, yeah, there's not another universe, it's too bad your grandpa died, your grandma died, there's no fixing that, we're really, really sorry. I don't see how that's going to happen, but imagine that it did. Would you be okay with it? Would you say to yourself, well, gee, Hanlon's law is fulfilled. It was just one big fiasco. It was just one gigantic, colossal mistake. It was the compounded error of hubris and madness and idiocy, and you put it together in a giant bowl, and you throw in some central bank liquidity, and that's what you get. You get the monkey herpes. But I stick to what I said in the spring of 2020, more than a year ago. If this was just about stealing a lot of money, they could have done a lot of different things. They could have ended the COVID after 90 days. That's all they really needed. They could have, yeah. They could have talked about pyramids on Mars. Imagine all the liquidity that people would have let them print if they talked about pyramids on Mars and Elon Musk is going to take you to Mars and you can see the pyramids, but you're going to have to wear a special helmet that connects to a computer. Anywho, you'll see the pyramids then. That being said, if it was just a robbery, they could have done that. They didn't. So I don't see how anybody comes out at this point and says it was a fiasco. It was just a mistake. We screwed up. I think that there are people whose families are nearly destroyed because of this wretched lie. Because every side of this wretched psyop can see that the position of the other seems apparently evil. I personally think that we need to ignore this stuff. We need to tune it out. I'm not saying be reckless and infect people if you get sick. If you get sick, stay home. But this asymptomatic nonsense with monkey herpes is part of the problem, along with a mask, along with the idea that the smartest strategy is to come up with random vaccines every other month and then get injected again. This doesn't make any sense. If you have any notion of basic logic, the logic that even dogs have, this does not make sense. Every alarm should be going off in your brain. And on top of it, people are getting tired of it. People are beginning to shut it out because it's killing them. So if they don't shut it out, they're going to die. So they're beginning to do the right thing. They're shutting it out. But I'm of the opinion that the Nazi scientists that taught them how to do wretched stuff like this, the Nazi scientists that they took home from World War II as trophies, as part of Operation Paperclip, those wretched people, monstrous people, I'm kind of thinking they told, you know, the CIA exactly how long, more or less, within a range of values, you can do this type of trauma-based mind control. And I'm guessing it was probably around a year to 2 years, depending upon intensity. What it looks like right now is that they've run out of time. Unless they have some plan, some magical plan that comes in September, and a friend of mine thinks it's going to be September, something's happening. You know what? Something dumb is happening every single day now. So I don't know if September's very special. But I have a friend, you know, at an undisclosed location who thinks that September is the magic word, that something crazy is going to happen in September. A lot of things do look like train wrecks in September, but stuff has looked like a train wreck since a couple Septembers ago. Since the repo crisis of the late summer and early autumn of 2019, which preceded the monkey herpes, preceded Event 201, preceded all of this PSYOP nonsense in terms of intensity. Because I'm willing to admit that our government has been doing this to us off and on, to varying degrees, my whole life, to include 9/11. So the idea that this is new, this isn't new. This is just probably the biggest one they've done so far. The biggest military psychological warfare operation in human history. I stick to that. There has never been one this big. And its message is simple. Stay home. Don't talk to people. Don't resolve anything. Stay in a persistent state of anger and stress and anguish and sadness. Stay in a persistent state of James Lang, fight or flight without resolution, but by all means, stay home. Don't go anywhere. That is the basic message of the PSYOP. Stay home, don't go anywhere. That's a weird message if anybody expects there to be, you know, a fiasco future. If you expect there to be a future where, hey, Dan, you know, did you read that article in the New York Times? Well, gee, as I drink my Folgers freeze-dried coffee, all I can tell you, gumbo freak, is no, I did not. I did not read that article in the New York Times, okay? But they're saying the fiasco is over. It was a big mistake. Bill Gates is schizophrenic. And he had some weird attack. And he went a little crazy. But he's doing an apology tour, so we should all just forgive him. It was just a fiasco. I do not believe it's a fiasco. I think that the PSYOP has a very straightforward message, even though it is composed of many pieces, which includes COVID-19. But that's just one piece. Every piece, the reset, the BLM Antifa race war nonsense, the rubber cone brigades of Ian Miles Wrong and Andy No Clue, these are all different types of PSYOPs, and they all have the same message. Stay home, don't go anywhere, don't do anything. And yeah, you can order your crap online, and we probably won't evict you for a while. So if you can't pay your rent, you might not get evicted. Think about the eviction moratorium. If there were any notion on any level that there was a future coming, it would not be an eviction moratorium. It would be basically a voucher that you could take anywhere. That way, if somebody needed workers in another city, that person could take that voucher and at least get some, you know, get a little relief and a fresh start. I'm not for communism, but if there was a future, that's the kind of stuff you'd see. That's the kind of nonsense you'd see. The nonsense we're seeing now is so nihilistic, so dark, so impossible, that I cannot see my way through it. There is no way to make the mask culture work. No matter how much they tell you how okay it is, there is no way to make it work. There isn't. You cannot do this to children indefinitely. You can't do this to adults indefinitely. And if anything, it will make respiratory illnesses worse. So the mass culture by itself is a non-starter. There is no future in it. If they tell you everyone's going to wear a mask in the year 2033 Boblimtok, they are lying to you. maybe not the ones telling you. They kind of have to believe if they want to do a good job selling. But the people who pay them to say this dumb stuff, this nonsense. The mask thing doesn't work. The vaccine thing doesn't work. If they tell you you're going to have to get a vaccine every other month or once a month or who knows how frequently for the rest of your life, you should intuitively know it's nonsense. It does not make any sense. There is no rational basis for what they're saying. And there is no future. You're not going to build a future around people getting vaccinated by some type of dangerous compound every 30 to 60 days. That's insane. And when you add in the fact that these same crazy people will tell you, well, we think you still have to wear the mask. You got to take the vaccine. You still have to wear the mask. There's still a lockdown. You can't see your mom. You can't see your mom. That's what they tell you, that you can't see your mom because the vaccine and the mask don't work and the two masks don't work and the eight vaccines don't work. Are we learning yet? And for all this ivermectin, hydrochlorine, quinine, crapola, you don't need a magical cure for Bigfoot. You don't need a magical cure for a psyop or for a psychologically induced illness or for a cold or flu that is made worse because people are treating it like it's something worse. You need common sense. You need to remove the fear. You need knowledge. You need love. These are the things that would help with the whole healthcare thing. But what we don't need is to be lied to. There is no future in giving people vaccines in the way described. There is no future in making people wear masks as described. There is no future in these dumb lockdowns. The social distancing is nonsense. So when you understand all these facts and you look at the psyops on top of it and the main messages, stay home, do nothing, stay home, do nothing. There are murder hornets. There are Russians. There are Trump supporters. Stay home. To me, when you put that all together, it does not read fiasco. And it also does not, you know, it kind of implies to me that they don't really, and I've said this many times, but whoever they are, they don't control the schedule. They don't. Now, that doesn't mean it has to be something really, really horrible. But I just can't imagine anything nice being hidden by this. I look at it, its monstrosity, what it's done to people, what it's done to the spirit of the time, what it's done to optimism and hope amongst the youth. When I think about the damage this has done, it's hard for me to see it in terms of just a big mistake. Our historical epic will be described in part based on how all of us respond to this. And I'm not saying you have to go out and build a freedom army or do anything like that. But what I would suggest is the following. You have a right to self-defense. You have a right to defend the people you love. And if someone comes to your door and threatens your family, you have a right to defend them. And it's not given to you by the government. It's not given to you by the voters. It's given to you by God or no one. But so far, all I've seen is fear, mostly. I've not seen the jackbooted thugs. I've not seen the FEMA camps. I've not seen any of the things that they're showing in all these videos. And the things happening in Australia, like I may have reported before, a friend of mine says, okay, it seems like it is crazy there. But what I don't know is it real crazy or is it more of this simulated nonsense? Because if all it is just another little echo chamber for Australia, then it's just the same thing you'd see in Seattle or San Francisco or New York City, the same type of bizarre behavior. But a lot of people, even in the lockdown cities, are rejecting this. I don't know what to say. I feel crazy. I feel crazy to not feel like other people are saying. Maybe a better way of putting that is, I don't understand how so many sane people are saying so many crazy things. Maybe I should understand. I don't fully understand why so many crazy people are now being quoted like they're wise and they see something amazing and they're somehow helping us into the future. There are a lot of crazy people guiding us down a path of destruction. That's what's going on. And I don't really have an outline for this podcast. And if it does end up on shortwave, there's nothing special to the outline. I'm kind of just talking about where my head is and wondering if other people feel the same way. Almost a year ago, in fact, it'll be a year in October, when I looked ahead into the future, and it was really something about 6 months in the future, What it seemed like to me was the future was a big chalkboard, blackboard without chalk on it, just empty and black, a big empty blackboard. And I'm not talking about ESP or clairvoyance, this is just intuition. When I was thinking about the future about a year ago, things started looking really hazy. And I wasn't sure how to interpret that, because for me it's a question of what is possible at this point. Is it possible that there could be a World War III scenario? Yes. I mean, you just have to grant it. Whether it's planned or not is irrelevant. Is it possible that either an accidental or planned World War III could happen? Sure. And it could even be planned by all sides. I mean, a great way to kill a lot of people is with nuclear weapons. I don't know that it makes a lot of sense, and I don't know that they'll do it. But is it possible that we could have a World War III type scenario occur? Yes. Is it possible that all this disclosure, quote-unquote disclosure, from the Department of Defense regarding aliens, quote-unquote, is it possible that that precedes something that is coming, something like the visitation of a race, the revelation, not in the Christian sense, but rather in a darker sense, so rather the disclosure prior to arrival? Is it possible that this is something that could happen? Sure. We are in a strange place in human history where a lot of things could happen, and it does look like we're being set up for a lot of different possibilities, either real or imagined. So much of this looks fake, so much of this looks distorted, so much of this is hard to even have a conversation about, you know? Whether it's the story I read about the organ transplants in Seattle, or other stories I've read recently where they take a real problem and they cover it up with a really kind of ridiculous lie. Potentially ridiculous. It's hard to know. I feel as if I am being pulled apart from the inside out, and I don't know if other people feel the same way. I feel like in that show, that movie, oh, what was that one? Hellraiser, the first Hellraiser, where that dude has a billion hooks into him, and he's being pulled apart, his flesh is being torn apart by that pinhead guy. I kind of feel like the dude being pulled apart right now. Not physically, but mentally. I have a hard time looking at the future and saying to myself, I can see something solid. I don't know what's solid out there. Do you know it's possible that the space thing is as real as Elon Musk says it is? I don't know, but it's possible. It's possible that we'll be traveling to Mars in a couple of years to live on Mars, to live on the biggest volcano, if you believe what they tell you, in the solar system, Olympus Mons, right? We can live on Olympus Mons or the biggest mountain or whatever. Maybe it's really an alien pyramid. And maybe we travel inside the mountain and we meet the Martian elves. And then maybe the elf queen says, I love you. And maybe you fall in love. Maybe you connect. Maybe you plant your seed in her woman valley. Maybe she gives you a baby. Maybe you become king of the caves. Maybe you become king of the caves. Maybe sometime in the near future, the Earth, the whole planet will become like Florida. The clathrate gun has been triggered. The first great fart occurred. Shakova predicted it. A 50 gigaton burst from the eastern Siberian Arctic shelf. Methane clathrate, methane hydrate, frozen and suspended, being released, heading towards Venus, heading towards Venus syndrome. Maybe that'll happen. Maybe the clathrate gun is a real thing. Maybe Dane Wigington is right and all the weird weather and stuff this summer is kind of their last ditch attempt at keeping it from getting pretty bad. And once the clathrate gun, methane gun feedback loop is triggered, it doesn't matter how many cheeseburgers you eat or cars you drive, it will be so irrelevant. One 50 gigaton burst would raise the Earth's temperature by 1 degree Celsius in 90 days, and that's just less than a fraction of 1% of the methane that's frozen at the bottom of the Arctic Ocean, which is a shallow ocean, by the way. And when the ice is all gone, it becomes a heat sink, not a reflector, so it starts getting warmer. And all of a sudden, all the stable methane, you see where this is going. And there's methane off the coast. So if you see a ship disappear or a sailing vessel sink quickly and a lot of bubbles in the sea and weird atmospheric anomalies, then yeah, that could be a deep sea ice crystal frozen methane clathrate hydrate event. If that's true. You see, the thing is, I don't know that it's true. I know that we're screwed with. I know we're told that all the permafrost is collapsing. I don't have any earthly way possible way to verify it. I have to trust National Geographic or the Smithsonian or some other freak. You know, some freak, some Hollywood freak tells me if the situation in the Arctic is dire. Leonardo DiCaprio. He goes there. He takes his camera. He records the state of the Arctic. He gets chased by a polar bear. He falls in love with a polar bear queen. She ties him up in her bear cave. Yeah, we can listen to Leonardo DiCaprio after he becomes the man wife of an angry grizzly, or more likely polar bear, that has, you know, him in an ice cave making sweet, sweet love to him, probably, who knows. We can listen to him, but I have no way of verifying his truth. What I can verify to you is I am being manipulated by the media, just like you. That doesn't mean it's working. It doesn't mean it's succeeding. But they are trying to manipulate you. I can verify that. I can verify that they are producing lie after lie after lie after lie. I can verify that to some extent. I can verify that a lot of people have been fooled in a lot of places, because I've seen a lot of foolish behavior. But then again, I can't fully verify if they really believe, or they're just play acting and just are reckless because they just don't think it matters. I can't verify that. I think a lot of people believed that when this whole election was resolved, somehow magically things would go back to normal. I never believed that, but a lot of people did. And there are still people who believe that Donald Trump and the secret Donald Trump army, someplace in the Rockies or the Grand Canyon or deep below the sea, or perhaps on the moon. Imagine Donald Trump is president of the moon. He'll be a moon king. He'll be one to reckon with. Imagine Donald Trump as president of the moon. I don't know. I see a monumental fiasco that we are expected to believe is true. I see a gigantic lie that I am expected to believe. I see a lot of noise and confusion. I see delusion. I see very few things that can last and very few scenarios that make sense to me. The only way the fiasco scenario works is if you can believe them. And what's as important, if you can forgive them. But as I've talked about in previous podcasts, these things are connected. In order for us to reach a point of forgiveness, we need the truth. Whatever the truth is, it could be brutal truth, it could be as bad as Dane Wigington says, it could be Planet X, it could be dollar collapse, you know, it could be the collapse of the US dollar, and they're just covering it up with nonsense, they're covering up trade issues because nobody wants to settle with dollars, they're covering it up with snowstorms in Brazil and weird port closures in China and weird failures with giant, you know, container ships. It's possible, but I have no way to verify any of it. As of right now, I could tell you that I live in a carnival of lies led by liars or controlled by liars, and I live in it as best I can. You know, sometimes I call it the Death Star, but it's almost too nice to call it the Death Star, because I would say there was a level of professionalism amongst the people on the Death Star that I don't think you would find in the U.S. government. So it's kind of an insult to Darth Vader to call it the Death Star. But it is a carnival. It is a roadside carnival. It is a freak show. It does have all the carnies and all the rusted, raggedy roller coasters and all the spider machines flinging kids around that are beginning to reach metal fatigue. You have everything that is strange and confusing and aggravating and fearful and destructive, but you don't have very much more than that. So really, comparing it to the Death Star is kind of an insult. In order for me to accept the fiasco theory, you would have to release a lot of secrets to the public, and they will never do that. So even if you wanted to suppose that this is an example of Hanlon's razor, and it's just a bunch of dumb people treating a not-so-bad virus as the worst thing in the world, there's still a lot of intellectual hurdles you have to get over, in my opinion. And there's a lot of truth that has to be revealed, and I don't think that'll ever happen. And I know, but Dan, it's the Reset, the Illuminati, and the Reptilians, and the Sacred Sect, and the Knights of Columbus, and the Kentucky Fried Chicken, and the Queen, and the Eskimo Brides of the Elf People, and the Martian Princess, and Elon Musk, and they've all joined forces, and you can't do nothing, and you might as well give in, but they might let you mine Bitcoin, so just go mine Bitcoin and masturbate and talk about how doomed you are. And maybe doomed is the wrong word. Maybe it's more like how willing you are to accept your situation in a kennel. Like, now that you're a kennel dog, you have your corrugated fence, you know, kennel dog life. You get your bowl of food, you get your fluid, you get your entertainment. Oh, you can go play with a ball for 3 minutes. Now go back to your kennel dog. There are a lot of people that see the Reset in terms that don't really make any sense. Because in order for them to pull it off, in my opinion, you would have to kill most people. They couldn't possibly make it work for more than 10 years without killing a lot of people. Now, if they killed 80% of the people on Earth, then maybe they could live in their magic land of, you know, college dormitories and cameras everywhere and, you know, dogs, robot dogs that go around that have, you know, hypodermic needles in their mouths instead of teeth and just go around, bite people, check to see if you've been vaccinated, chip the computerized, you know, humanoid injection, yeah, whatever. Yeah, Chip the robot dog can go around and chip you or potentially inject you. That future could only possibly work, in my opinion, if they took out most people. But who would want to live in that world afterwards? You're left with, well, maybe that is part of the end times. That's how that resolves itself. You just accept that as part of that story of evil, it won't be everybody, just the people fully committed to evil. They'll want to live in a really gross, evil way. They'll probably end up destroying each other one day. That's how it's supposed to work out. But I don't know, my friends. I don't really know. All I know is I feel crazy. I was going to read you some funny things about Star Trek, and I don't want to get into Star Trek too much, but oh, it's just the stories you're told when you're a kid and what you end up believing because it sounds nice. Like, when you're a kid, if you see a TV show and there are human beings going around the universe, solving problems on planets, traveling faster than the speed of light, having sex with really, you know, nicely proportioned green women. And that would have been the lifestyle, right? That was the future we were denied, but really, were we denied it, or was it simply impossible? You see, that's the thing we have to confront about where we're at in human history. You can have a lot of things, but you can't have a lot of things without consequences. And you can experiment with crazy ideas like Keynesian economics and central banking monetary theory. You can experiment with insane, crazy ideas, but if you expect to do so without repercussions, that's even crazier. I have zero respect for communists and Marxists, but if I did have any respect, I would have respect for the Marxist that actually tries to do it the right way and then understands that, yeah, it fails. It doesn't really work. You have to do something different for it to work. Vladimir Lenin ended up adopting the new economic policy, which was essentially a reversion to capitalism so that Russia wouldn't starve. So a lot of people, I don't know. I think the reset thing is not what people think it is, and I've said this before. I think it is designed to convince a certain segment of the leadership class, or really the rulership class, a certain segment of mayors and governors and folks like that, and hospital administrators, because a lot of those folks have to be in on it. I think the reset is designed to convince these crooked governors and mayors and hospital administrators that whatever happens, a helicopter is going to swoop in and pick you up, and you'll live with us, the other Mandarins, on the classic ranch in the Caribbean, and you'll monitor the human slaves from far away, and that will be your life one day. I don't think the reset's going to happen. So it's not the reset. It's not the reset. It's not a fiasco. The only things I'm left with is the rapid collapse of the US dollar as a trading currency. And what they're doing is they're using PSYOPs to cover that up. And it is possible. And if that's the case, it's kind of a good news story for people who want to live in a free world. Because if that's the case, it means the federal government is about to fail. That's good news. That's good news for everybody that would like a chance at a decent life again. That would be great. The other possibility is global catastrophe. Especially if this type of mind screwing is happening everywhere. And I'm beginning to suspect, based upon trying to check it with some people, that yeah, it probably is happening everywhere, this level of PSYOP, or everywhere that quote-unquote matters. Because it's not that bad here in the countryside. So the thing is, we probably don't matter. But everywhere it matters, it's pretty bad. I look at it and I think to myself, if it's not, you know, if it is something like that, then it's something that we're so close to that if and when it happens, we just won't have the time and energy to do anything about the quote-unquote elite, the ruling class. And they will already be wherever they need to be. In fact, you know, it's something my friend Jim Davidson has mentioned often, and I think it's worth remarking on and talking about, is that in the year prior to the great monkey herpes COVID outbreak, more than 1,000 CEOs retired. And yeah, you know, it might have been normal. It might have been a tranche of events that was going to happen. But it's weird. It's weird that more than 1,000 CEOs, top-level people, retired a year before the COVID-19. Strange stuff. I'm trying to live life right now, these days, as a lot of people are trying to live it. Day by day, I've got food, I have water, I have shelter, I have a job, I make money to pay rent. Life isn't so bad. But when I look beyond the range of the valley, when my curiosity takes me that direction, the world looks not simply out of sorts, but it's as if the collective sanity of the human race has failed. And I also don't know that it's really that bad because I have no way to check. And if I get, you know, someone say to me, well, Dan, you know, I have a friend that lives here. I have a friend that lives there. They tell me there are FEMA camps. They tell me they're sending people to the desert. They say that go to Taco Bell, take yourself to Taco Bell, stand in line. Stand in line at Taco Bell. Stand in line and wait for the booth. Yes, they have told you to go to Taco Bell. They sent you an emergency text message. It's a COVID-19 flash racism message. It's an emergency command. All Scrumptic folk in Sector 12 must obey. Yes, all the Scrumptic folk of Sector 3 and 4 must obey because you're being told to go to the Taco Bell. The Taco Bell with the booth at 11 p.m. on Wednesday. Go to the booth. Go into the booth. Press a button. Talk to your friend. You can take a trip to another world. Your insides. Your insides. They'll be cured and you will find joy. Someplace inside your broken heart. Someplace beyond the periphery of your vision. There's an unholy alliance between your ego and superego. You're seeking after your own self-denial. Your voice is scratchy. Your heart is strong. Your legs are wax. Your feet are diseased. Your toenails are dropping off. You're becoming a madman. And you will never be sane again until you find the demon of your subconscious and strangle that little guy. Strangle that little guy. That demon lives upstairs in the attic. Lives upstairs in the attic. The demon lives upstairs in the attic. It's not a fiasco. It's not an accident. It's not a magical Wonderland trip to a THX 1138 future that there is not the energy or resources to make happen. It's not idiocracy, because nature is not that kind. You don't get 500 years to slowly fall apart. That's not how nature or history or anything has ever worked. The dumber you are, the faster it falls apart. So actually, that's where we're at in the game. And the only question I have is it designed to hide the collapse of the single biggest worldwide empire in human history so far, and that is the collapse of the U.S. empire, which also means the collapse of the U.S. dollar? Is it meant to hide that? Or is it meant to hide something else? But I just don't see how it hides anything that is not a little bit troubling, right? So for the Planetary Status Report, I want to say thank you for listening. If you're listening online, thank you for being online, Fed. For the Planetary Status Report, this is WRMI 5950 out of Miami Okeechobee, 5950 kilohertz, WRMI. You're connected to the bulbous. You're connected to the heart. You're connected to my heart, Okeechobee. And everybody loves you.